Topic of the day, the Donnie Football Debrief at 4:30. Make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Donnie here with his biggest football topic of the day. Before he gets to that, vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel. January 23rd through the 25th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. There's exclusive discounts and convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it, experience. Tickets and details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where your vacations are waiting for you. All right,
hold on, Donnie.
Yes?
I'm derailing this right off the bat. DPJ on the YouTube comments, Malzy should sell ad space on his head to help fund child number three's college fund. I take one day off of wearing a hat, and this is the thanks I get from people.
Like a billboard.
Yeah, like, remember those old boxers who'd have goldenpalace.com on their backs during fights? That's what he's saying. I could just have a rotating tattoo that comes off every day.
I kind of like it.
Damn it.
All right, Don, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, you also don't want to give anybody too many ideas.
I was going to say, content.
Might have some people listening.
Content, like, Craig's going to have a henna artist in here tomorrow.
The debrief, January 6, 2026. Our buddy intern Dom put this out there a little bit earlier, and I thought we could get into what the ticket market looks like for each NFL playoff game this weekend.
What were the auspices in which he put it out there?
Because the Steelers-Texans game is in last. It is the cheapest ticket to get on Wild Card weekend.
Well, we know that's not Atlanta Braves syndrome, where they would win their division every single year, and so their fans just like didn't care. About the first round, at least. That's got to be some Steelers fan, like, two things, I think.
Monday Night Football.
I wasn't even going to go there. I'm saying Steelers fan residual, like, misery from constantly having, like, playoff appearances end in disaster. And two, I actually don't think Texans fans travel necessarily all that well. That's not, like, a fan base I think of where it's like, oh, they're going to come up from Houston. I mean,
there were a ton
of
empty seats at their game Sunday against the Colts at home.
That was, like, a game of partial meaning for them, though. Soon as they saw the Jags running away from the Titans, they were pulling guys out of that game. I just don't think of it as a historic. It's only been around, 23 years, that team. Mm-hmm. I don't think of them as a historic traveling fan base at all. What Houstonian wants to really come up here, sit in like what might be 40 or sub 40 degree weather, and watch their team play like a 1916 slugfest?
Darryl in Houston?
Yeah.
He's coming up. How about the guy that called on Friday? He called both of us on Friday. He called me in the middays. He called you guys later that afternoon.
Oh, yeah, the guy that was rooting for the Steelers.
He couldn't wait for
the
Steelers to win.
He wanted the Steelers to play as Texans. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy.
No, it was Dave.
Dave
in Houston.
Yeah, we mentioned Dave and Daryl should hang out with each other in Houston.
I will say, if the Steelers beat the Texans, old Dave in Houston needs to call back in and take his medicine. You asked for it, you got it. If it happens... All right, so Steelers-Texans last.
Last.
So is it like the average get-in price kind of deal?
So
no, I think it's the cheapest
Dom's tweet
ticket.
Was just, the cheapest ticket for the game. And the Steelers-Texans game, as of the time he put this tweet out there, was $152.
When you compare it to the other games, it's not as good of a game as Bears-Packers because of that being a rivalry game and Chicago hosting a playoff game for the first time in a few years since the double doink game. Eagles won the Super Bowl last year playing the Niners. Niners a good team. Fans travel. They played in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago. Jags and Bills, I think, is a great game. I think you can make a strong argument the winner of that game becomes the favorite to win the AFC. New England, 14 wins at home.
Start of a new dynasty, potentially.
They've gone a few years without playoff football. They're locked back in.
Also, Drake May kind of like cult hero status. They like love him up there. He's actually like a likable, fun player.
I know
too.
That Carolina's gone longer without a playoff win.
Mm-hmm.
I am very surprised that their tickets are more expensive than the Steelers game.
Well, because Rams fans wouldn't think would travel either. I'm surprised Jags tickets are more expensive. I just always associate it with they can't fill that building.
Well, the
Bills
fans
are
going to travel.
Down, yes.
Yeah.
Tables, ketchup. Will the ketchup and mustard guy go down there and get sprayed?
I don't know if he's a road trip guy. I think he might just be a games in Buffalo dude.
Well, because I think it's easier to clean up from getting condiments sprayed all over you if you've got a home base to go to. You go to like the Residence Inn Jacksonville and you're just covered in Heinz.
What's that guy's name? Like Hot Dog Bob or something?
It does paint.
That's a good question.
It does paint the picture that Steelers fans, and this is not just a Pittsburgh thing because the Steelers fans are a nationwide, worldwide fan base. It does speak to the fact that they're still not a complete buy-in if their tickets are this cheap for their first home playoff game in 5 years.
And think it's the first home playoff game
with fans.
With fans in
almost
8
years. Since the Jags loss. Like, you would have thought maybe that Ravens win got people invested again and Steelers fans everywhere thinking, I want to be a part of their first home playoff game and see them win it.
Now that I'm thinking about all this,
do my small part of experiencing it and rooting my team on, etc.
Now that I'm thinking about all this taken together, they're the cheapest ticket and everything else. If they get blown out, which I don't think is going to happen, I think they probably will lose. Better than 50-50 lose, but I don't think they're going to get blown out. But if they do, if they're down 21-0 to a team that like routinely gives up like 15 points a game, are there going to be fire Tomlin chants at a home playoff game?
If it looks like the Bills game, yeah.
I don't rule it out.
I think so.
If they're down 21-0, if they're just non-competitive, Texans get a defensive touchdown, maybe Nico Collins hits a big play.
Based on how the Ravens game went, I don't think it happened early in the game or in the first half. But if they're listless like they were against the Ravens and that carries over into the second half, like listless like the Ravens playoff game last year I'm talking about, yeah, where Herb Street called them out.
Yeah.
If it looks anything like that, yeah, I do think you'll hear
fire. I don't think that's going to happen, for the record. It was a hypothetical.
Where would you just rank it straight up among the best games this weekend?
Last.
What?
Second to last.
It's better than the Panthers-Rams game.
I have my watchability power rankings all out there for you.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is on the internet?
Well, no, I'm just composing them right now.
In your head?
Yeah, I mean, I'm writing them down right now.
No, you're not writing anything down. The pen is on
typing,
the desk.
Typing them.
Your hands are on your lap.
He's doing a little Mozart act here.
I have it on my personal watchability list. I have it as the third best game.
Oh no, I've got it as number 5. Actually, you know what? I'm going to move it up to 4 now that I'm thinking about it a little more.
You started 7th. Are we going to get to 1 by
There's
the end of this segment?
Of them. Six games.
Yeah. You had it 6 to start.
No. I'm actually going to bump it up to 4th. Believe it or not. Here's my list. It's
Can I sell you on 3rd?
No, it's in reverse order here. It is Rams Panthers.
Yep.
Should be a slaughter. Chargers-Patriots, because the Chargers are very beat up. Like, they're beat to hell. Like, I have a bad feeling that game could get out of hand.
We have the same ranking so far.
Steelers-Texans, because it's a slugfest.
Uh-huh.
Packers-Bears, because I think that while that...
I would flip those two.
While that game could get out of hand, because I think the Bears are going to run the ball at will, there's still a little that it's Packers-Bears, like, it's a big rivalry. Niners-Eagles 2, Bills-Jags 1.
I would have the same list as you, except I would flip Houston, Pittsburgh with Green Bay, Chicago, and put the Steelers-Texans game 3.
Did you guys hear intern Jack's take about Eagles games yesterday? He shared it with me.
That if Lamar Jackson was the Eagles quarterback, they'd never have lost a game?
Yeah. Was that what his take was?
No, I said that every time the Eagles play a standalone football game, it's an absolute brutal watch, and I just hate watching it.
You put a lot of thought into that. I would never just sit to think about something
a brutal
like that.
I just
watch.
Feel like every time I see the Eagles on primetime, I'm like, this is going to suck.
I'll tell you what, that Eagles-Rams divisional round game sucked last year, huh? That was brutal.
I'm talking this year. The Eagles were a more fun
now.
Watch last year than they are this
their
year.
Their offense
probably
is...
Probably because Saquon was actually good last
their
year.
Their offense is often very painful to
I
watch.
I think they're going
to
get beat. I think the Niners are going to go in there and beat them.
The Niners are very beat up. I like the game a lot as a you know, watchability kind of thing, because it should be great offense versus great defense. The one thing in the back of my head here is Seattle's defense just absolutely opened up a can of whip-ass.
I think the NFC is going to turn into just an NFC West tournament with 3 NFC West teams in the divisional round. Rams, Niners, Seahawks.
I don't know if I'm ready to live in a world where Sam Darnold has a very realistic chance of being Super Bowl champion quarterback Sam Darnold. He still kind of has that vacant look in his eyes too often for me.
How do you think it's?
He's got a little bit of Eli Manning face, actually, which, I, you know, on Eli Manning was like, I am a cold-blooded killer when I see Tom Brady in the playoffs, but still, he's got a little Manning face.
Got some Daniel Jones in him.
Yeah, we're talking about a dumb-looking guy.
How do you think it's sitting with Jets fans that Darnold has the number one seed in the NFC and Aaron Rodgers, after 2 years of suck in New York, got the Steelers to the playoffs?
I think Jets fans are so self-loathing that they know that everything Rodgers says about them is true, and they're probably on some level...
I think they're rooting for Darnold.
Yeah, if they liked Darnold as a pick but felt bad for him because he was a Jet, probably like him now.
Like, they could almost be rooting for both because
I think they hate
the team so much.
I think ultimate pain on them, like, they're expecting ultimate pain, so they're probably predicting a Seahawks-Steelers Super Bowl, yeah. All right. That was the Donnie Football Debrief.